broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for June the 4th in the year of our Lord, 2019. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide, and absolutely, we're convinced the checks and balances put in place by the founding fathers, absolutely brilliant, and one of the great peaceful solutions we have at our fingertips. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. As you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. We're not the greatest country on the face of the earth because we're any better than any other countries in terms of that we're all God's children. The difference is we have the blueprint for liberty. We have the principles that make countries great. And if other countries adopt the principles and turn to God and repent and put God above government, they too will be great as well. Our goal? To make all countries great again. We are nationalists, though. We do stand for America. We're Americans. And just because we want America to do well, that doesn't mean we want to down any other country. It just means we want America to do well. Can it be that simple? Yes, it can. And we hope to be a light on a hill to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide. And we hope to help other nations turn to God as well. We hope to make our greatest export, our chief export, our supreme law of the land, the Constitution. Is available online. Any country can get it, download it, use it, implement the checks and balances, turn to God, repent, and they can make their countries great as well. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. A quick recap of yesterday's show. First off, we talked to Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org. And we talked about hands off the Electoral College, ladies and gentlemen. They're trying to disable some of the checks and balances and only turn to a popular vote, turning us into a democracy. It is disaster. It's akin to the 17th Amendment, folks. You don't want to get rid of checks and balances in America. That's the difference. One of the great differences between a democracy and a republic. Understand the National Popular Vote Compact, MPV, if you will, is a major threat to our constitutionally limited republic, ladies and gentlemen, and it could disenfranchise voters from all but the largest states. Our country, ladies and gentlemen, understand this very clearly, is not a democracy. Our nation was founded on and remains a constitutional limited republic. The word democracy, believe it or not, does not appear in the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and or the Bill of Rights. So understand that very clearly. Great, great topic by Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org. We also talked about an open letter to President Donald Trump, an incredible article with 7 points made. We agree with a lot of points, but there's several things would put on the list to dig into with President Trump as well. I sent an open letter to the president a long time ago, too, but of course mine got ignored. The tide of public opinion is turning against Trump in Julian Assange's favor. What's going on, you might ask? Man, ladies and gentlemen, understand this. For some reason, Trump is letting his administration attack Julian Assange. Espionage, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Ladies and gentlemen, we are all Julian Assange. As long as he's in prison, we can never be free. He is a whistleblower. He's done nothing that other journalists have not done in spades before him. The journalistic community turning against Trump on this. Trump defended Assange on the campaign trail. I don't know what Donald's deal is, man, but he's melting down on key points. Donald, you got to stand up for Julian, my friend. You got to, well, we'll talk about this as the broadcast unfolds. You got the wrong guys in prison. You got the wrong guys facing charges. Political leadership school's coming up on July 27th, Sandy, Utah, campaignforliberty.org/Utah with the details. Great hour with Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org, and then just put /Utah for the leadership school. Second hour, we had our buddy on, Mr. Scott Bradley, Dr. Scott Bradley, I might add. His website, freedomsrisingsun.com. Incredible weekly webinars with Q&A on the Constitution and more available there. His collegiate curriculum called To Preserve the Nation there as well. And we talked about, quote, radicalize. My suggestion, writes, Christina, how do you say it, Cotarucci, is that the serious business of childbearing and rearing should be used as a political weapon, she says. WorldNet Daily with the details of the story. Actress Alyssa Milano did not go far enough in promising a sex strike. Until all abortion restrictions are ended, we need to go further, this whacked out lady says. We need what's called the grandkids strike. Change your parents' bad voting habits by refusing to breed, she says. Wow. Another headline to illustrate the point. Girl doesn't want to create any more white people. Now she's celebrated for, quote, doing the Lord's work. Ladies and gentlemen, the Lord said multiply and replenish the earth. That has not been rescinded. Now, let's be very clear. I'm for white people having white people. I am for other ethnic groups, whatever you want to call it. I'm trying to be very politically correct in my terms. I'm for all groups having children. I'm just for having children, for God's children, all of us. And, you know, when you reject kids at all levels, they say it's doing the Lord's work. It's kind of like the perversion between male and female. It's celebrated as right and good and honorable, but it's not, folks. Welcoming children to the earth is a wonderful thing. Male and female created in them are the facts. It's God's law, not mine. I'm not afraid to change it. Justice Ginsburg speaks out from the court. Pregnant women are not mothers. Wow. I don't see why a single conservative justice on the court didn't speak out against that and say, you know what, Ruth? We disagree. We believe life begins at conception. Where are the Supreme Court judges that Donald Trump and all the Republicans talk about for decades? We got to have the Republicans in charge so we can get a good guy on the court to speak out. Ruth speaking out. Pregnant women are not mothers. Who's going to play the opposition to that besides me? Of course they're mothers. Life begins at conception. Are we going to lose that argument by our silence? Are we going to politely say, Ruth, you know what? We're not trying to be rude to you, but we disagree. We will not allow that narrative to stand without it being challenged. Politely challenged, but challenged nevertheless. We believe that pregnant women are mothers. Do you believe that? Why the silence except for Sam Bushman? Nebraska legislature passes pro-life bill to save babies from the abortion pill. Good for Nebraska. Disney, sadly, is going to pull out of states that make laws against abortion. Walt will be turning over in his grave, I'm telling you right now. CNN's Chris Cuomo mocks rape survivors and pro-Second Amendment views. We also talked about a miracle baby, world's smallest newborn, weighs as much as an apple, 8.6 ounces. Doctor said the baby, she would only live for an hour. Wow, she's still alive and doing great. Phenomenal celebration, in my opinion. Chick-fil-A has hilarious response to car that smashed into their dining area. We also talked about a city. It's okay for Catholic school to practice their beliefs. Wow, what a novel concept, huh? Secret of Bilderberg Conference. Mike Pompeo was not on the guest list, but he showed up anyway with Jared Kushner in tow. That's a very, very strange thing. Anyway, that's a recap of yesterday's broadcast. News the networks refuse to use today starts now. Kirk Cosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
Hey, Kurt, why when Ruth Bader Ginsburg speaks out and says, hey, pregnant women are not mothers, why is Sam Bushman the only one to speak out boldly against that narrative? I say that they are mothers, Kurt, and life begins at conception. And I don't understand why I haven't heard from another justice or any other prominent figure rejecting that notion publicly, boldly. I'm not here to beat up Ruth, but I am here to disagree and set the discussion where I believe the narrative to be. I mean, have you heard others speak out, Kurt?
No, I haven't. But it seems like it's more of the old, last days where up is called down, down is called up, good is called evil, and evil is called good.
I got it, but what about the Republicans telling me we're going to get all these Supreme Court justices on the court that are the good guys to make sure things go well, to make sure we stand for life, and we, you know, the courts, that's the biggest reason to, well, the Republicans, I know they're kind of, lukewarm in the Congress, but man, if we can get a good president there, you can get good judges, and it'll make all the difference in the world, Sam, and I don't hear a single conservative judge speaking out against her on this, saying, listen, you know what? I understand what Ruth's saying. That's what she believes. We believe differently. Here's what we believe. We believe life begins at conception. And we believe children are a blessing. Mike Lee spoke out, Kurt, in Congress to some degree. He said the solutions to virtually every problem in all places everywhere is to stand up and fall in love and get married and have children. And he believes that's the answer. And I think he's absolutely right. The answer lies in the fundamental unit of society, the family. But I can't let a Ruth Bader Ginsburg or anybody else say pregnant women are not mothers right around Mother's Day and not give a polite but bold challenge. I'm not here to attack Ruth, but I am here to set the record straight. I am here to provide leadership on the, in my opinion, the narrative, Kurt. What's going on?
When was the last time you heard of a judge getting impeached?
I've heard from experts who have studied this that it's happened one time in our history, Kurt. I've never heard of one being impeached in my lifetime, if that's what you're asking. And see, I think Ruth...
It's so amazing to hear the impeachment word being used all the time for
only
the president.
Against Donald, yeah.
Something like that. But what about all the, wicked judges and lawyers?
It's a fair point, Kurt, without a doubt. But I'm here to politely challenge Ruth Gator... or Bader Ginsburg's narrative on this. I say life begins at conception, and I say that pregnant women are mothers.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on 24/7 with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Do we reflect about our future and where we as a culture are moving? Do we keep our trust in our jobs, homes, money, life necessities, investments, stock markets? Do we believe that our 401ks or other retirements will always be there and that the current economic order will recover? Is the economy going to recover and life return to normal? It ain't gonna happen. By a friend of Medjugorje, whether you are poor, middle class, or rich, It Ain't Gonna Happen, a book of astounding revelations about the present economic order and where we are heading. It Ain't Gonna Happen by a friend of Medjugorje. To order, visit Medj.com, spelled M-E-J.com, or call Caritas in the U.S., 205-672-2000, 205-672-2000.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. You got sad news all over the place, folks. They are going for broke on the perversions gravy train, or whatever you want to call it. I don't even know how to describe it, but I'm telling you, it is out of control. A couple of headlines illustrate the point. Not only have they really attacked pro-life and really doubled down on abortion and trashing mothers, and it goes on and on. Now the Illinois legislature passed a bill legalizing abortions up to birth. And they say Governor, what is it, Pritzker? I guess expected to sign the bill, Kurt. So now you got New York and Illinois and California and some of these places vying to see which can be the most murderous state in the nation, sir. And they say, believe it or not, that this bill from Illinois even outstrips the New York bill or some of the other bills. This is just a shame, Kurt. So you're seeing a division between conservative and liberal states, or pro-life and pro-death states. The pro-life states are doubling down in serious defense of life, and the anti-life, pro-death states, pro-murder states are doubling down in their, I don't know, their quest? I don't know what to call it. To see who can be the most murderous state in the union, Kurt. It's like they're upping the ante at every turn. Any comments on this one?
Well, yeah, it's you know, just more of that separation of that whole, yeah, I mean, you've got the Alabamans and the, or Alabamians, I guess is how you say it, and the Georgians and et cetera, Missourians, different folks saying, hey, we're going to protect babies. And then you got the other ones that are saying, hey, if you want to kill your baby, come here, man. We got a good place for you. I mean, it's just, it's pretty easy to see the difference, right?
Yeah, the problem is that the more liberal states are the bigger states by far, Kurt. I mean, you take a New York and an Illinois and a California, and it, pretty soon you kind of, Florida or whatever, you kind of start to see a significant number of the nation in states that literally betray life. But you would think that conservative folks would get in on all fronts, Kurt, but this multi-pronged approach to destroy our culture and the culture war seems to be working. On one hand, we love pro-life, and that's wonderful, many of us. But on the other issue, this gay and lesbian, bisexual, transgender, whatever you want to call it issue, it's called Gay Pride Month. You know, you celebrate the Constitution for a day on September 17th, Constitution Day, and nobody even knows about it, Kurt. Only the dedicated like us celebrate it and are aware of it. But nevertheless, they have Gay Pride Month, folks. Even Donald Trump signing documents, I'll get into this in a minute, in support of it. I mean, it's crazy town. But in Utah, one of the most conservative states in the union, Kurt, they're kind of running off the rails, too. Go ahead, sir.
Well, yeah, Sam, this story's coming to us out of little place called Sandy, Utah, and I was just really surprised to see they've got the whole, I guess, neighborhood all excited about the homosexuals, or, well, they call it the rainbow, you know, kind of idea, but to me, the bottom line is, you know, they just continue to push this idea. The headline reads, "Each person is accepted unconditionally." Sandy neighborhood lined streets with rainbow flags for Pride Week. Yeah, when you turn into one Sandy neighborhood, you see the colors immediately. Strangers have spotted a flash of rainbow and flipped their cars around to take a closer look. And they've got 63-foot by 5-foot rainbow flags lined the lengthy street, waving in front of every brilliant green lawn. There are even a few scattered around the surrounding streets. So, you know, anyway, bottom line is...
see, if it was somebody that wanted to put up the United States flag, Kurt, or put up something conservative, then the city ordinances would be all over them. And in this case, no problem at all there, yeah. You know.
That's a good point, Sam.
And what I find interesting is, what is this? A bunch of, you know, gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender people all moved into the same street or what? I don't understand what happened or...
Well, I think what you've got, Sam, is you just have more and more folks that they don't want to... rock the
upset
boat
the thing, apple
kind of like you were talking about with the... RBG, you know, or Ruth Bader Ginsburg deal. You know, if she says that they're not mothers, then somebody else doesn't want to really, you know, cause a ruckus, and so they just don't speak up. But that is the problem, if you ask me, Sam.
Yes, it is. And I'm not here to attack these people. I accept them as God's children, and meaning that we need to be kind and gentle and respectful, and they have all the rights that we have. I get it. But that doesn't mean that I need to accept the promotion of their lifestyle, which I believe to be clearly detrimental to society, Kurt. And that's where the line needs to be drawn. Okay, I don't want them making laws to promote their agenda above anybody else's. I don't think in America we should celebrate Gay Pride Month or whatever. You know, we only give the Constitution, the supreme law of our land, one day, and most people don't even know that it exists. Okay, I'm not here to attack them. But I am here to say, just because I want to be kind to them and treat them as God's children, which I believe they are, and they have rights as God's children, and they have their choices, their agency to choose as they will. I get that and support that. But not to the point of co-opting me into their agenda, and or by my kindness, expecting me to capitulate on, in my opinion, the core issues of the culture war. Okay, and one doesn't lead to the other. We're deceived in our society right now. Where if I say what I'm saying, then I'm a hate-filled bigot and whatever. No, no, no. I can be kind to them as God's children, and I can politely disagree with them. I don't have to be in their face and get all crazy or anything. But I need to disagree, and I need to stand up for my beliefs in the culture war. Okay? Each person is accepted unconditionally. That's right. But that doesn't mean that their philosophies, their beliefs, their actions should be accepted unconditionally. Otherwise, do we accept rapists unconditionally, Kurt? Do we accept thieves or criminals unconditionally? Hey, it's
well,
okay that
they
you're
want
a criminal.
To do
it's
that.
Okay that you're a rapist. No,
I mean, there's a promotion of that.
There is.
Oh, I agree. You know, there's promotion of that whole idea to restore their voting rights, all these different things. And you've got, I mean, when it comes to this whole thing, imagine if you wanted to have a whole bunch of people put up the Ten Commandments, Sam. Boy, there would be some real, or you had a Ten Commandments month. Oh,
but you know what's interesting, Kurt?
Real blowback.
You're
that.
Right. Here's the point, though. Nobody will stand up for a Ten Commandments month. Nobody will create one. Nobody will take the time. Nobody will put the money. Nobody will organize it. Nobody will put it together. Nobody will stand up for it, even to get the blowback.
Remember our buddy that did the Ten Commandments project a while back?
Yeah, and I commend him, and I don't know what happened to it.
I don't know.
I mean, it's
know.
Just hard to track everything and do everything. I think we've revisited it, and it was like he stood up for it, and then it just kind of faded into oblivion because he didn't get support. This is an example, ladies and gentlemen, where, you know what, we're doing the best we can, but we need more. And this is why I always say, look, we don't put our money where our mouth is. We're not serious. Now, Kurt's right to say there are people who do. I agree. Liberty Roundtable Live is doing our best, and we're not the only ones. There are good people doing good things, but there's not enough of us. Right? Let me give you an example. On Friday, I don't know if you know this because it just hit right before the weekend. Everybody was partying. For the, Memorial Day? Is that what it is, Kurt? Weekend? So last Friday, everybody took off early. But last Friday, May 31st, did you know, Kurt, that Donald Trump, President Trump, put out a statement celebrating Gay, Lesbian, Bisexual, Transgender Pride Month? Did you know that?
Yep, I did.
Okay, now, I don't know how to go about this without attacking the president, exactly. But why is the president doing that? Why doesn't he just say, look, I know you guys are celebrating Gay Month or Pride Month or whatever. I get that we need to treat all people. Why doesn't Donald Trump come out with the campaign the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints came out with? Do you know what their phrase is, Kurt, or what they're saying at this very same time?
Don't remember right now.
Right. They're talking about a Fairness for All campaign. And I agree. That's what we need to be
almost
talking
like
about.
Instead of Black Lives Matter, All Lives Matter.
That's the point. Yes, sir. It's a great comparison, Kurt. But ladies and gentlemen, we need to be serious about this. We need to stand up kindly but boldly. All right? We need to think about fairness for all. Let's talk about that.
Protect. listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Day two of the three-day UK trip for President Trump, and following a state dinner with Queen Elizabeth last night at Buckingham Palace, the president is now meeting with outgoing Prime Minister Theresa May, along with American and British executives discussing a potential post-Brexit trade deal. The president expressing optimism about the outcome.
I think we'll have a very, very substantial trade deal. It'll be a very fair deal, and I think that this is something that your folks want to do, my folks want to do. And
Planned Parenthood of Missouri is in court today to try to keep the state's last abortion clinic open. Planned Parenthood asking the court for a preliminary injunction that would allow the last clinic to stay open while a lawsuit plays out. The CDC says America has nearly 1,000 measles cases now, and this is USA Radio News.
Oh, my God. We need to talk about something. Constipation, abdominal pain, and bloating. You tell yourself, it's not that bad. You take laxatives and modify your diet and exercise routine, but thinking about it all the time is frustrating. This doesn't have to define you. If your constipation comes back again and again and you don't know why, then it may be time to seek help. Go to ohmygut.info where you can learn more about your symptoms and get to know your gut. That's ohmygut.info. ohmygut.info.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast. Or your money back.
Historic flooding along the Mississippi River continues, especially in northeast Missouri. And the governor there, Mike Parson, says something is different these days as these types of floods are happening more and more than they did in the past.
It's been one of the wettest springs we've had here. Lots of things factor. But I still believe that the states need to have a seat at the table to be able to discuss the management of both the rivers of Mississippi and Missouri that comes through our states.
Parson yesterday touring the damage in several cities. His office says 28 levee breaches have been reported statewide, and the Mississippi River has crested to the second highest level in history in Hannibal and the third highest level on record in Canton. Meanwhile, a massive disaster aid bill is headed to President Trump's desk after a week of delays. The roughly $19 billion measure covering states impacted by hurricanes, floods, and wildfires. The Senate passed the bill before the week-long Memorial Day recess, but House members had already departed. And this is USA Radio News.
All right, Sam Bushman and Kurt Cosby breaking down the battle in the culture wars one issue at a time. Illinois legislature passes bill legalizing abortions up to birth. Governor Whackjob, Governor Pritzker, expected to sign. Each person is accepted unconditionally. Sandy, Utah neighborhood lines the streets with rainbow flags for Pride Week. But I don't know where they're getting Pride Week from. Trump puts out statement. That's Donald Trump administration. President Trump puts out statement celebrating Gay, Lesbian, Bisexual, Transgender Pride Month. This is just amazing. And I simply asked the question, why doesn't Donald, Kurt, take the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints view? Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints expresses support for fairness for all approach. Did you see this? This is worthy of discussion, Kurt. Saying, listen, we cannot let gay and lesbian rights trample religious rights. We can't let this culture war just be so lopsided. We've got to have a fairness for all approach. I agree with that, Kurt.
I mean, imagine fairness for all.
Yeah, I think it's great. And I don't know, but where's the Donald? I mean, the Donald is just, I don't know what he's doing, Kurt, but he's making so many mistakes. You know, he pushes for the war in Yemen. Congress tries to stop him. He literally lets, you know, Congress doesn't have enough support for a congressional override. Donald goes to war. And then Donald doubles down and promotes Gay Pride Week or month. And you know, Donald attacking Julian Assange. And, I mean, I just don't get it, but I'm finding more and more and more about the president that I just go, man, I got to speak out against this. I'm not here to attack the president. I am here to highlight the good that he does, but I'm also here, in my opinion, to set the record straight. We need to be a light on a hill for the things that matter. And I'm telling you, this culture war is one of them. Just because I don't agree with their lifestyle and their choices and their agenda, that doesn't mean that I don't accept people unconditionally. But that does not mean that I need to accept and promote their agenda and or cave on the principles that I believe in. And when are we going to treat others as we would want to be treated? Support and fairness for all approach. You say, well, Sam, if you were gay, you wouldn't want to be treated that way, would you? I would respectfully understand. We don't agree on things. But that doesn't mean that I have to be co-opted into their agenda. Let me give you an example, Kurt. Fairness for all. Julian Assange, Steve Stockman, Sam Gerard, many other people in prison on these frivolous charges, big time, right? But Hillary runs around free. Julian Assange getting attacked, but Hillary's free. Latest headline from WorldNet Daily highlights this interesting twist. It turns out the FBI, Kurt, worked to protect Hillary in email scandal. Yes, sir. Judicial Watch, Tom Fitton and crew obtained the emails in a Freedom of Information Act lawsuit against the government. WorldNet Daily with the details, but it turns out the FBI literally doubled down and worked to protect Hillary, Kurt. They absolutely coordinated and worked to protect Hillary. They said, hey, let's speed up this. Let's release this. Let's interview about that. Let's do it before the elections. Let's really, hey, can you get this done by Friday? We got to really hurry this up. It's well documented that an absolute scandal where the FBI got in bed with Hillary Clinton to protect her for the email scandal. The documents have been released now by Judicial Watch. But I don't see Congress speaking out about it. I don't see the president speaking out about it. I don't see anybody talking about it except for us, Kurt, and WorldNet Daily and a few conservative news sites. That's it. Maybe Donald's tweeting about it since the mainstream press won't help him. Do you think, Kurt?
Well, it's amazing to me to see the, I would say it's the yeoman's work being done by folks like Judicial Watch when they, you know, Larry Klayman, etc., when they go after these different things, a bulldog kind of approach where they just keep after it. And without them, where would we be, you know? Wow.
Yeah, Donald's just talking about his trip overseas, and everybody loves the Donald. The mainstream press says everybody hates the Donald. Donald says he's waving the flag with everybody internationally. We thank God for the brave sons of the United Kingdom and the United States. Donald Trump and his team are guests of the Queen, the royal family, the Prince of Wales, the Duchess of whatever, and as a sign of good faith, Mexico should stop the flow of drugs through their country and illegals. And, you know, Donald's not even talking anything about any of this, Kurt. So I don't think.
Well,
Donald...
I know this, that, you know, if you're talking about somebody who has a lot on his plate, I think the president's got a lot. I mean, I know you and I have to deal with all the news we see and et cetera, and in our normal jobs, and it's just, man, it's almost overwhelming.
Yes, sir. I don't even know what to say about it, Kurt, but it just shocks me that we've got so much news to where this is just going to be obliterated. On one hand, on the campaign trail, Donald was like, lock her up. Now we literally find out the FBI withheld exculpatory evidence from the Ammon Bundy case where the judge was incensed. So the FBI literally going on the attack and put Ammon Bundy in prison for 2 years on lies, on flat-out, dishonest, immoral, satanic lies from the pit of Hades. And then they literally double down and protect Hillary. FBI worked to protect Hillary, Kurt, in the email scandal. Judicial Watch has the proof. The FBI has turned into a flat-out criminal enterprise, Kurt. And Donald is going to be like, hey, man, I'm partying with England.
The one thing I will say is, in my opinion, it's the upper echelons or the leadership that has done that. And so much of the, I guess you call them, the rank and file would be, to use a government word, exempt from that, I think, Sam. But that's just the way it is almost all the time. In police departments, you get a bunch of good ones, and then you got a lot of times some higher level ones got real troubles, you know, and you just gotta go at cleaning it out, trying to straighten it up, huh?
Yes. Remember, Kurt, how I've told you that Amazon and Microsoft and Oracle and Facebook and Twitter and all these big corporations, you know how I beat them up and say, hey, they've been getting government money and they wouldn't have been so big and they wouldn't be such the behemoth and such the controlling interest that they are without government backing and support and special privilege and protection and all this stuff? Well, I got more evidence in this case.
Yes, I remember that.
And people say I'm crazy, but let me just lay out a little more proof to point it out to you, okay? This will be, for those of you who want to study and get caught up, I will say that I've been vindicated to say the least, but here's the headlines and details. Amazon offered job to Pentagon official involved with $10 billion contract that Amazon sought. Yeah, you don't believe me? In a federal lawsuit, the tech giant Oracle has provided new details to support its accusations that Amazon, quote, secretly negotiated a job offer with a Department of Defense official who helped shape the procurement process for a massive federal contract that Amazon was a, quote, key bidder in. Yeah. Now you say, well, Oracle could be crazy, Sam. We don't have proof of that yet. Okay. Amazon Web Services and Microsoft are now the two finalists to win the highly contested $10 billion government contract. The deal is one of the largest federal contracts in U.S. history, Kurt. Two of Amazon's competitors, IBM and Oracle, both filed complaints with the government, quote, accountability office, saying that the winner-take-all process unfairly favors Amazon, which is seen as an industry leader in cloud computing. Why? Well, because the guy that was in charge of a lot of the bids is the guy that, well, listen carefully. Since the court battle began in 2018, Oracle has aggressively lodged conflict of interest accusations against the Department of Defense official. Now, I don't know how to articulate this guy's name, but his name is Deep Uppy. U-B-H-I. How do you say that last name, Kurt? Deep Uppy, or Ubby. And he left the department in 2017 to take a job in Amazon, but he was negotiating for his salary while this bidding process was occurring. He was engaged in a secret job negotiation with Amazon while the bidding process was occurring, Kurt. And people say, I don't know what I'm talking about. Go check it out. Court docs and everything are available. Listen to the wind blow.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better have a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
Hey, listen up. This is a deep state alert. Former Texas Congressman Steve Stockman, who moved to arrest Lois Lerner for contempt of Congress, has been imprisoned by the very office that Lerner led. You heard right. Stockman hit the Obama administration hard, and they hit back with the full force of the federal government. The guy who said he wanted Mark Levin as Speaker of the House was the first to threaten Obama's impeachment, exposed Hillary selling steel to the Iranians, and blocked both Obama's immigration and gun bills from even reaching the House. But Obama holdovers came after him in federal court with trumped up charges and have locked our guy up. Like many others, he was on Obama's hit list. Steve fought for us in Congress. Now we need to fight for him. Don't abandon this wounded hero on the battlefield. Let's help cover his massive legal costs. To chip in $5 or more, text the word FIGHT to 444-999. That's FIGHT, F-I-G-H-T, to 444-999, or go to defendapatriot.com. That's defendapatriot.com.
All right, so I've highlighted this reality that Amazon offered a job to a Pentagon official involved with a $10 billion contract that Amazon sought. The Department of Defense employee, literally attending meetings for the negotiations, received inside information about who was bidding and what prices and all the competitive details of the contracts, attended meetings, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, all the while negotiating for a job. And salary details, etc., with Amazon. And Oracle and IBM and others are saying conflict of interest. This is bogus. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a $10 billion contract. And I say that these big behemoths, like Amazon, get special privileges at the government trough. I don't have any problem with a fair, open bidding process that lets somebody serve the government. There's nothing wrong with that. But when there's insider trading and conflict of interests that are everywhere and lawsuits that spawn from those illegalities, then there is a problem, and that's what I'm highlighting. But don't worry, Kurt. Nobody will get too mad at Amazon. They'll just bury this under the rug, too. Donald is too busy hanging out with the people in England, having, you know, tea and crumpets and such like that, while his buddies, the chief administration officials, go to the secret Bilderberg conference on his behalf. So he distracts in England while the Bilderberg conference goes on and while these scandals behind the scenes go on and while Hillary gets off scot-free, protection of the FBI. Now, listen, Kurt, it doesn't matter. You want me to tell you why? Amazon now says 10 million items now qualify for one-day delivery. Walmart trying to catch up. Did you see this, Kurt?
Yeah, I did. Do you think Walmart will catch up?
No. You want to know why?
Well,
because Amazon has a special privilege with the post office. Remember, Donald says Amazon's ripping the people off at the post office and getting special privilege, remember?
Well, isn't even Amazon starting to pass up using the post office and just doing their own, like,
well, they're keeping the post office. They're passing, you know, up UPS and FedEx and stuff. Remember, why would they pass up the post office, Kurt, when the post office gives special privilege and subsidization to their agenda? Special privilege.
Well, I agree
now, FedEx
that.
And UPS doesn't, so they're going to jettison those guys and do their own.
They're losing money at the post office with everything they deliver.
Yes, sir. Donald
Amazon,
brought it
right?
up and got mocked.
That's right. And but I was thinking that I had heard they were starting to use individuals like Uber and Lyft. And
they are,
and
primarily
like
it's
that.
when it's packages. So just so you know, there's a breakdown in shipping costs, Kurt. You should know this. You work for, or you ship a lot of products. When products are too big to go post office, or they're, for some reason, don't really work with the post office best, quote, pricing or positioning, then people go to FedEx and UPS. So they're primarily trying to upend FedEx and UPS and go with their own shipping solutions, either one internal Amazon shipping and or starting to use Uber and other drivers to outsource to groups. But they're not really upending the post office at this point. I mean, I'm not saying it doesn't occur some, but that's not their primary target. The post office is given a special privilege, and as long as that deal lasts, they're not too likely to compete there. Because remember, if they go ahead and take on the government on the shipping thing, then pretty soon the government might be too willing to award these $10 billion contracts, Kurt. So they're not really in a fight with the post office as much as they're in a fight with other private carriers at this point.
Good point, Sam.
But they are using who you're saying, and they are doing what you're saying. I just don't think right now that the target is the post office.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, that doesn't mean that it won't be at some point now. If we start cutting off, you know, government subsidies and special privilege and conflict of interests, and we start exposing all that, then pretty soon I'll bet you that Amazon will be taking on the post office, Kurt, which is good. But anyway, 10 million items qualify for one-day delivery, buddy. I don't think anybody can keep up with that, Kurt, unless they get special privilege shipping.
And then you've got that other shipping that comes, you know, especially like you see things that show up from China and it's like, what, they've paid 10 cents or, you know, hardly anything. And they got these special little, you know, mail deals going around the world. And
that's because the communists have a special privilege with our post office, Kurt. They can ship honey cheaper than you can, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's what I'm talking about. I support the free enterprise system. I just don't support these subsidies going on. I support solar panels. I support new energy options. I support, you know, speedy delivery to your door. I support all those things. But I'm telling you, these behemoth companies didn't get behemoth in the open market, Kurt, or in the fair market with a level playing field. They got behemoth. They got to where they are because of special government privilege and subsidizing and special privilege and favoritism.
Now, you know, speaking about this, at least to me, some of these other stories go right with it, where you have this, they're talking about antitrust cases with Google and Facebook and all this stuff like that. You know, with the speedy trials we see going on these days, how long do you think they'll take to get that all squared away? What do you think, Sam?
Oh, years and years and years and years. Just enough to take your eye off the ball, sir. Not you necessarily, because you're eternally vigilant and you keep an eye on the ball as a newsmaker and a news guy, but the masses I'm talking about when I say until you take your eye off the ball, I'm talking about America. Until we take our eye off the ball, Kurt, it's kind of like Hillary. We'll just keep discussing it and debating it until she just goes off into the sunset, right? But Dennis Prager is still battling YouTube and others, Kurt, and he basically has a highlight that says big tech is big brother. And you want to know why that is, Kurt?
Well, I know WorldNet Daily agrees with him.
And so do I.
Yep.
And so do I. And you want to know why big tech is big brother? Because we've literally let big tech become big tech, compliments to your government. The government has been given a ton of money to these big tech companies. And then big tech is literally stealing your sovereignty, your freedom, your privacy. And they're literally doing this with government dollars, Kurt. That's why it's Big Brother, because it's really hard to tell the difference between Amazon or Facebook or Twitter or Google and the government, because it's almost a fascist duopoly. And Dennis Prager, WorldNet Daily, and many others highlighting this point. WorldNet Daily's written extensively about this point, Kurt, and they're spot on right. I've agreed with them from the very start. At first, people laughed at us. Now people admit that we're right, but they don't know that we can do anything about it, Kurt. It's too, quote, big to fail now, isn't it, buddy? Well, I mean, what would America do if they didn't have Facebook, Kurt? They'd revolt. You laugh, but yeah. I'm serious. People would absolutely come unglued. Right? I mean, that's what's going on. All right. Anyway. All I'm telling you is this is scary stuff, folks. Big tech is indeed big brother. Now, I guess there's a judge in the news. This guy's a good guy, it seems. Isn't it, Kurt?
A judge in the news. Let's see.
Kurt sent me only one judge.
Headline reads
10 minutes ago.
Yeah, this one's you know, pretty recent. And I,
yeah,
you know, you don't
story.
See this very often.
I agree.
you know, the headline from Breitbart says, judge dismisses House Dems lawsuit against Trump border wall, swats down claim of institutional injury, and it's Dateline Washington, D.C. Federal judge dismissed the House Democrats' lawsuit challenging President Donald Trump's border wall, holding that the lawmakers lacked standing to bring the matter to court. President Trump persuaded Congress, talks about the different amounts of money and that kind of thing, and but the House Democrats, led by Speaker Nancy Pelosi, voted to sue in the U.S. District Court. This is how they usually get things done, I think, but it's neat to see in this case one law or one judge just said, hey, ain't it going to happen here, you know, Sam? So that's pretty cool, I think.
It is pretty cool, and it really kind of highlights one of the important things to understand that, you know what, Congress has been trying to get President Trump forever, from the impeachment discussions to the investigations to now this frivolous attack. And this is a good way for a few judges to stand up, and I commend them. But we need to do more, though, Kurt. 4 out of 5 judges surveyed hate the Donald. So all I'm telling you is it's kind of interesting, but I like to see this story because it gives me a little bit of hope. At least somebody somewhere is doing something good, Kurt. There's a few of us, and every time I hear about them, it strengthens me. Anyway, I find it good news. I just wish there was more of it. But, you know, this judge probably won't get a continue. There'll probably be problems with that judge going forward, don't you think, Kurt?
Well, I sure hope that there's more of them that get a little courage to stand up and say, look, you know, these items that you say are in the Constitution, I'm having a hard time finding it right here in mine.
Amen to
and,
that.
And there's a bunch of stuff here in the Constitution that you guys don't seem to be following, you know.
Yeah, now Kurt wants to finish up the hour by talking about your mother. This is not a mom-mother joke.
Okay.
It's a serious business, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, let's see.
Headline says, having cold, unsupportive mother.
Oh, yeah,
linked
yeah.
to premature aging and disease risk.
Well, you know, think about that, Sam. I guess they, you know, somehow have classified some mothers, and I think RBG would classify in this. Ruth Bader Ginsburg probably would be one of these kind of mothers, I think. But, you know, because she says mothers aren't even, what, or women aren't even mothers if they have a baby, you know. I don't get it. But, yeah,
well, she says if they're pregnant, her point is there's no baby until it's, like, outside living on its own, right?
Oh, is that what her pregnant?
Okay. Yeah.
Well, anyway, it's kind of confusing to me, but yeah, they say this.
Well, the pro-death agenda is confusing, Kurt. It goes in the face of everything we've believed and known, and all of our laws and everything else for literally millennia, Kurt. So,
and they worry about mothers losing their life, and I'm thinking every time there's an abortion, at least almost 50% of the time, there's a little mother that will die. In my opinion. But anyway, they say having cold, unsupportive mother linked to premature aging, increased death disease risk. Dateline Loma Linda, California. People who were raised by emotionally closed or unsupportive mothers are more prone to premature aging and disease later in life. They did a little study there at Loma Linda University. You know, they say... There's different parenting styles, Sam, and so you've got cold, and they say they have shorter telomeres, and they say that telomeres are these protective caps at the end of your DNA strands, which are likened to shoelace string ends than those who describe their mothers as warm. So, you know, if your telomeres are short, chances are you had, a colder mother, you know, Sam. So, there you go.
Wow. What do you think of this, Kurt? A lot to cover in an hour, huh?
Well, one thing we'll say is we hope mothers are warm and nice. And, you know, we recommend you, you know, be nice to your mother. And then she'll probably even be nicer to you. You know, right, Sam?
That's a good idea. maybe more kindness in the world on all sides, Kurt?
Fairness for all. Fairness niceness for all.
Not kindness, you know, all more love. Kind of stuff. Random acts of kindness, running around doing good things for people in secret. That's the kind of secrets I like. All right, hour one of the can. Hour two coming up. Sam and Kurt live on your radio. This is LibertyRoundTable.com. Donate today, would you please? We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.